Hey, it's Jop from the Grilling Guys, and spring's almost here. And if you've got a project planned for your backyard to create a little grill envy in your neighborhood, I know just the guys that can help you. It's Home Life Kitchen, Bath, and Outdoor Living in Ada, Michigan. These guys are putting outdoor entertainment areas that are unbelievable in people's backyards. Give them a call at 616-682-0100 or find them on the web at homelifehomes.com. Hey, it's Jop from the Grilling Guys, and spring's almost here. And if you've got a project planned for your backyard to create a little grill envy in your neighborhood, I know just the guys that can help you. It's Home Life Kitchen, Bath, and Outdoor Living in Ada, Michigan. These guys are putting outdoor entertainment areas that are unbelievable in people's backyards. Give them a call at 616-682-0100 or find them on the web at homelifehomes.com.
Greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
It's the weekend, and it is the Grilling Guys. We are going to be tearing your backyard apart today and putting it back together in a way that you are going to go, man, I have created some neighborhood envy. This is the Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I think you might be just creating a big mess if you just go back and tear somebody's deck apart. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is a beautiful weekend. We are live today at Standale Lumber, and it is it's going to be a fun day. We're going to do some grilling. Jop and I have been prepping food last night and getting some stuff together. But, Jop, I as I'm getting ready for the show here, I'm just remembering like a week ago driving back from Florida. And I had left fresh seafood every day. We were grilling shrimp and, I couldn't buy enough fresh seafood. And I already miss it.
Fresh is better.
Fresh shrimp?
Yeah.
Baby. Right out of the Gulf?
Yep.
Best shrimp in the world, man.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
And, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, too. Thanks.
I had a little bit of fun with Chef Schultz, but
he's awesome.
Yeah, now we're comfortable.
Awesome.
Back
yeah.
in the chair, and, yeah. and here we go.
And thanks a lot, Chef Schultz, Bobby Boy. That was very nice for you to fill in for me. You just didn't have to do it at home.
Well, let's talk a little bit about filling in. Let's jump right into the backyard, so to speak, because you're fastly becoming an expert at the backyard spas. And we have the fortune, good fortune today, to have an expert with us.
That's right. We've got Vern Nelson, who's he's an overall manager for North America for Arctic Spas, and he's my reporting official. So he's the guy that actually made the mistake of hiring me.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Vern. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you
on.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Vern and I have been in Chicago all week, and we found that that market to be very receptive to the backyard lifestyle that we promote. And it goes with grilling. It's the same people. Like, you know, we've got later on the show, we've got some fencing people here from Fence Consultants. We've got the decks people. We've got the sliders from Anderson Windows. It's all about the backyard. But this Arctic Spa thing is blowing up big time. And Vern has been with the company quite a while. And just want to talk about what that does to the family lifestyle when you put a swim spa or a spa in the backyard.
Right, yeah. The backyard is maybe again becoming the backyard, the gathering place for the family. You know, people are investing in their homes again and enjoying time with family and friends much more so, I think, again. So our spas and now our all-weather pools are becoming a big central gathering point.
And you say all-weather pools.
Right. Yeah, there's, you know, the swim spas is kind of a term that gets thrown around out there. Because our products are built for extreme weather, we came out of the gate with them being called all-weather pools. We wanted to, you know, let people know that, you know, that great experience of having a backyard pool can be extended to all four seasons. That's where our products are known worldwide.
And your factory is the northernmost spa factory in the world.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
Crazy.
Yeah, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada is
cold.
Is a chilly place. yeah, and we do all our development there, all our R&D testing, all that stuff is done in the wilds out there.
Yep.
Our stuff is tough, and it can handle everything Michigan can throw at it too.
Yeah.
So Vern, if I'm a guy that doesn't have a hot tub, what do I need to know? The two or three things I've got to consider when I want to look at buying one of these, because your guys' stuff, from what I've learned, is just the best of the best. So what are the two or three things that are important for me to know if I wanted to go out and put a hot tub in my backyard?
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone should consider where they live. And it sounds kind of obvious, but, I mean, products that are built for, you know, designed, used extensively in warm weather climates just do not stand up in cold weather. It's tough on things, and the robustness that's built into our spas really benefits you when you have challenging weather.
So those spas made in Mexico, for example, which yeah, a bunch of them are now.
Yeah, you know, people make fine products out there, but I mean, the demands on stuff in very cold and then all the way up to very warm, which we do have where we come from, it's different, and it's to engineer stuff for those that range is challenging.
I think the extreme cold is the worst, because there's nothing more frightening than the thought of having 400 gallons of hot water on your deck and having it freeze up on you.
Yeah.
that's
a significant problem. Yeah. Yeah.
In the summer, you can drain it. You don't care so much, but
we have some technologies that really, you know, face that challenge. You know, we have built-in freeze protection. So basically our spas, if they lose power, we've tested them to go about 5 days at minus 20 Celsius. So pretty darn cold without any power going to the unit. That gives you a pretty good peace of mind that's going to be fine.
Wow, that's insulated. Holy cow.
Yeah. It's well designed.
So the engineering is the key. What about the weight of these things? Do I have to have any special place to set this in my backyard? Do I set it just on the ground? Do I have to build a deck under it, pour a slab? What do you recommend?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we do have a unique technology that allows our spas, and we're the only spa in the world that can be installed anywhere without any ground preparation. So basically, we just say we would like a level spot. You know, you can put that right on the ground, prepare it, you know, just ever so slightly.
Such a rigid box. It's self-supporting in every way. Yeah. So a lot of them, you have to have a cement pad or whatever.
Right.
And you're probably going to do it if you buy, this is the BMW of hot tubs. So you're probably going to make a nice base for it anyway. But
okay.
It's kind of nice to know that it's that durable that the manufacturer actually doesn't make you do anything special and then blame you when you have trouble.
So do I have to worry about it coming in contact with, like, dirt so it rots or anything like that? Because I've been over to people's places before in their backyards, and the bottom 3 inches of their hot tub, the boards that are on the outside of it are all rotted off because they leached up moisture. But what's the outside of this thing made of?
Sure, yeah. It's a pressure-molded fiberglass floor. Completely unique in the world. You know, we're starting to see some guys put some plastic floors on their spas now and do a bit better job of this. We've always had this forever floor technology, very robust. It's even molded with some grooves in it for a skid steer to grab it and move it. Say you've changed your backyard design, you know, we can just grab it, pick it up, move it to a new spot. Ultra rigid and completely sealed up to moisture and pests and whatnot. So
if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on ESPN 961 every Saturday from 8 to 9 and Wood Radio 106.9 or 1300 AM on Sunday at 7 PM. We are live at Standale Lumber, and we're right now talking with Mr. Vern Nelson from Arctic Spas, which is a product near and dear to me because it's part of my lifestyle as well, and I actually get to pick mine up this week. So after all this
I'm not sure, man. I've heard this story now for about 6 months, but
the thing's been sitting in a warehouse. It's so big the truck won't handle it,
right?
The LTL, we shipped it LTL out of Washington.
So I got a couple more questions on these things now. Are they expensive to operate? I mean, it's like a big whirlpool tub. Does it just suck the juice, or what does it take to operate one of these things?
Right. And that's a big concern people have with these. And I think hot tubs were synonymous with being big energy hogs back in the day. you know, that's,
some still are.
And some still are. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, this, the very same technology that, that helps our spas, you know, that great freeze protection and those sort of things do ensure that they're operating on, you know, $10-ish dollars a month, $10, $12 a month is very typical. Depends on where you live, of course. But even better than that, we do have technology in our tubs now. We have load meters on our spa controls that, that measure the power that the spa is actually consuming, and they report that back to the user via, you know, to the app and then to your smart device. Or
so app. My hot tub has an app?
Yep.
It's got an app. Ours an app does. For that. That's right.
Yeah.
And you'll know live how much power your spa
You can
using.
Log on in your computer and look at your tub, and you can run diagnostics, change all your controls.
So here's the one I want to know. Sure. If I've got an app on my phone, and I don't know the answer to this, so I hope I'm not taking you down a bad road, but can I, like, turn my tub on and heat it up remotely before I get home?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the whip right there.
That's really easy, yeah.
So I don't have to keep this thing at 100. What do you run them at, about 100?
102.
102 degrees. I can let it cool down during the week, but, hey, honey, you want to do a hot tub when we get home? You've had out dinner, maybe had a couple drinks, and you hit that thing 20 minutes, 30 minutes before you get home, and
hey,
it's bubbling, ready
job.
To go.
Don't call me honey.
Oh, man. I'm starting to, you know what? I'm connecting the dots, baby. I'm connecting the dots. Here we go.
Yeah, it's really cool because, like, a lot of these are at cottages.
Yeah.
So if you're headed up north, it might be a big swim spa. We do a ton of swim spas. And if you're headed up north and you got a swim spa on the lake, you keep it at 80 or whatever, but you know you're going up to party for the weekend. It's going to be a giant party tub for the weekend. You just get on your phone and jack it up from the office, on your laptop, whatever you want.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then, so there's Wi-Fi in these things.
Yes, ours have actual routers in them.
So you can set and surf on your iPad or whatever while you're in your tub. And what about, like, TVs or stereos and all that stuff?
You should never look at a TV when you're in a hot tub.
Okay. You're supposed to look at...
That's a violation of man law, for one thing.
Okay.
Supposed to look at your wife, your woman, your girlfriend.
All right. Yep.
Something right. better than a
I
TV.
Told you I don't have one. So
yeah.
I'm learning.
Well,
right? I'm learning.
We're going to hook you up.
Yeah. Well, Vern, you know what? It's been great talking with you, and I appreciate you sitting in because I've learned a ton about swim spas, hot tubs, and, you know, I'm one of those guys that's never had one, but, boy, it sounds like I ought to be getting one, putting one
I
in a backyard.
That should be in your near future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and he had some fun with us last night at your place, too, getting all this food ready that we're going to be grilling today.
Yeah.
So we kind of tore it up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So we're live at Standale Lumber and Home Center on 4100 Lake Michigan Drive. Get out here and see us because, you know what, we're going to tear up your backyard and put it back together one toy at a time.
That's right. And we've got, in the next segment, Jop, we got a gentleman named Jim Martin, and he's from Fence Consultants. He's going to come in here and talk about how to plan your backyard out and get it all fenced in because that's a big deal, too, especially if you got big dogs like me.
Yeah. Stick with us. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Trying to get my courage up.